John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Could Live It Any Weight You Choose. We're going to do something different in this episode. I've been telling you for some time now that the reason you're fat is you feel a need to put food in your mouth. Even though you know you're getting fat, you've been unable to stop putting all that food in your mouth. Think about it. It was more important to you to put the food in your mouth than it was to be thin. That's the fundamental problem. We've also told you that the reason you're still fat is because you're emotionally comfortable being fat. Oh yes, you may say, John, that's wrong. I hate being fat. I can't stand being fat. It makes me unhappy. It's ruining my life. But nonetheless, you're eating just enough food to remain fat. Once you accept that, because it's factual, you'll be at least a third of the way towards solving your entire problem. We've also told you, or I have, that the reason diets never enable people to permanently lose weight is that diets are based on some sort of deprivation, or at least what you perceive to be deprivation. You are not emotionally comfortable weighing less. Let me say that again. You are not emotionally comfortable weighing less. You say you'd love to weigh 50 pounds less, but if you've ever lost 50 pounds, you're going to gain it back. You know that almost everybody who goes on a diet, loses weight, gains the weight back. Now, you still have some difficulty with this because everyone is screaming, diet and exercise, diet and exercise, diet and exercise. They're all wet. They're wrong. However, you're sure that if you had the proper motivation, you could lose 50 pounds or 100 pounds and it wouldn't be a problem. You just need the motivation to do it. Tell you what, let's turn to religion. You believe in God. You're a God-fearing person. You pray to God all the time. You expect God to help you in times of crisis or you really need some help. When someone else is ill or your family is ill or you're ill, you pray to God to help you. You know that He's there. You go to church. May be really religious, go every week, every Sunday. You may be evangelical, maybe newborn. You may even try to convert others to your religion. You try to live in a religious way and obey all God's commandments. Yes, you believe in religion and you believe in God. And you try to do what God wants you to do. Now, let's suppose the next time you go to church, your minister, priest, or pastor announces that God or the church has determined that you are desecrating the name of God by being fat. Here you are, created in God's image, and you're fat. God doesn't want you to be fat. That's not His image, and you're displeasing Him by being fat. God wants you to be healthy, and here you are making yourself unhealthy by being fat. God is unhappy with the situation, and He believes the only way to stop everyone from being fat and from desecrating His image is to declare that being fat is now a sin. That's right, a sin. Maybe a mortal sin. Maybe even a commandment. Right up there with you shall not steal, you shall not kill, and now it's you shall not be fat. How's that one? Well, if it's going to be a sin, are you going to be a sinner? Wait a minute. This changes everything. It's no longer an issue between you and your doctor, you and your wife, you and your husband, you and your friends. It is now a matter of theology. It is a matter of belief. It is a matter between you and your God. So what are you going to do about it? If you go to confession, do you now have to confess what you ate last week? Do you have to confess that you sinned by eating too many French fries or six helpings of dessert or too much ice cream? Are you violating God's will, God's commandments, by being fat? What if you're feeding your kids too much food and they're fat? Are you sinning by doing that? Now, if being fat is a sin or violating a commandment, perhaps a mortal sin, what are you going to do about it? Is that going to be the motivation you say you need? Is that going to solve the problem? Do you think now you'd be able to lose 50 to 100 pounds? Do you think all of a sudden, now that it's been declared to be a sin and you don't want to be a sinner, that you'd be able to become thin? Would that change everything for you? It's a serious question. Is that going to be the motivation you need? Will that do it? Is it enough? Is it the problem solver? Is it the thing that enables you to be free? Tell you what, we're not getting into theology. Don't worry about it. We're not trying to have being fat declared a sin. We're doing this to help you understand the real nature of the problem. If violating God's will isn't sufficient motivation, what is? Now, the answer really is that it's not going to make an iota of difference. Why? Because it's not a logical question. It's not a question of religion. It's not a question of logic. If logic prevailed, nobody would ever be fat. If you ask anybody, do you want to be fat? No, I don't think I'll be fat this week. I'd rather be thin, of course. Do you know anybody who would say, raise his hand, yes, who wants to be fat? And everybody raise their hands, yes, I would prefer to be fat. You know that's not going to happen. Nobody wants to be fat. But they have made themselves fat. No, it's not the fast food restaurants. It's not the food. The food just lays there. You take your hand and you take that food and you put it in your mouth. And even if God declared it to be a sin, you wouldn't be able to stop. If you think you would, then let's pretend that it's a sin and see how you do. Let's see how it works. If God is that important to you, would it be able enough to enable you to stop being fat and to be thin permanently? Is the motivation going to be enough? The reality is that it is almost 100% certain it's not going to be enough. Just like what your doctor tells you is not enough, what your husband or wife tells you is not enough. Why? Because emotionally, it is more important to you to have that food in your mouth, that feeling of security, the thing that makes you feel good for a little while, eating a lot of chocolates, eating things that taste good, that make you feel good. It's not just the taste. It's how the taste makes you feel. It stops you from feeling bad. That's an emotional thing. If you're anxious and you put food in your mouth, it makes you feel better for a little while. It makes you feel happy, at least temporarily, for a little bit. But the price you pay for that is that you're going to be fat and ruin your health. And not even God's commandments will solve it. I'll tell you what. If you think this is heresy, then just accept the fact that God does not want you to be fat, and you will be sinning if you're fat. And if that's enough motivation, wonderful. You've solved the problem, and I'm glad I was able to help you and show you a way to motivation. I don't think it's going to do a thing. It's not a slap at religion or at God or what is sinning or what is a mortal sin or what's a commandment. It's an illustration to make you understand beyond any question of doubt the real nature of the problem. And that is why in these episodes we take you through emotional experiences. We want you to understand and feel exactly what it is that is making, that made you fat and is keeping you fat. It's not a voluntary act. You didn't volunteer to be fat. No one asked you if you wanted to be fat. Nobody wants to be. But why would you want to be fat? But you are, and you're stuck there. In all these programs on television, people losing weight, my God, that's just a joke. You know, hundreds of millions of people, maybe billions around the world are fat. Every time you read an article in the paper, they tell you everybody's getting fatter. And people who manufacture these diet pills have just been fined $25 million by the federal government for false and misleading advertising. Pills don't do it. A pill is not going to solve or get rid of your emotional needs. A pill is not going to touch the reason that you've been putting all that food in your mouth. Now, if you want to pray to God that you can be thin, do it. And I hope it works. The odds are probably 99% that it won't. It's no offense to religion or to God. It has to do with you. The things that are emotionally important to you. Keep in mind, logically, you don't want to be fat. Emotionally, you force yourself to be fat. And it's not a question of diet and losing weight. The question is, why are you keeping yourself being fat? Nobody is making you do that. You're doing it on your own. Don't complain that you can't lose weight. You are staying fat on purpose. Maybe not consciously, but on purpose. You're eating just enough food to be fat. Now suppose one day you woke up and you were 25 pounds heavier, just out of the blue. You'd lose that 25 pounds so fast, it would make your head spin. Why? Because you would not be comfortable emotionally at that weight. Anyway, we'll continue this in our next episode. But remember, God does not want you to be fat. Let's see what it does for you. This is John Thomas. I'll talk to you in the next episode.